So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 4, Verse 2nd and 3rd. It is written 3rd on the board. Eme angi rasastram Aste deya samudasha Shastam shastam upetaha Kave muhanti karmani. Ime, all these Angirasaha, descendants of the dynasty of Angira, Satram, sacrifice, Aste, are performing. Uddaya, today, Sumedasa, who are very intelligent. Shashtam, sixth. Shashtam, sixth. Upetya, after achieving. Aha, day. Kave, O best of learned men. Muhyanti, become bewildered. Karmani, in discharging fruitive activities. Translation. Let me read the second verse first, because they are second and third. So then we will read Prabhupada saying. Second verse was, Bratru Bhantna Kim Hayam Bajam Pitram Tava Tavam Mamarasya Tata Bhangsur Ma Putraka Tad Adratha. Nabag inquired, my dear brothers, what have you given to me as my share of our father's property? His elder brothers answered, we have kept our father as your share. But when Nabhag went to his father and said, my dear father, my elder brothers have given you as my share of property. The father replied, my dear son, do not lie upon their cheating words. I am not your property. Now the third text which we are reading now. Nabhag's father said, all the descendants of Angira are now going to perform a great sacrifice. But although they are very intelligent, on every sixth day they will be bewildered in performing sacrifice and will make mistakes in their daily duties. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Nabhag was very simple-hearted. Therefore, when he went to his father, the father in compassion for his son suggested that as a means of livelihood, Nabhag could go to descendants of Angira and take advantage of their misgivings in performing yajna. Om Agyantimirandasya Gyanandan Chalaka Chakshunamilatam Yantasme Shri Guru Vahinamaha Shri Chaitanya Manuvishtam Sthapitam Yena Buddha Swam Rupadam Dadati Sapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Buddha Shimad Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namne Namaste Sasati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishe Shunyavadi Pasha Deshtarne Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Narayanam Namaskritam Charanrotnam Devim Sasati Vyasam Tato Jayam Dhirat Vancha Kalpatra Vishkripa Sindhuve Vichapatita Nam Pavna Vyashnivya Namo Namaha Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimad Giriraj Swami iti namine. Nabhag is father of Amrish Muni, and here in this chapter, when Nabhag inquired went to his brothers, they practically cheated him. They kept everything for themselves. And they said, Yoshas is our father. So father explained to Nabhag, Nabhag, your brothers have cheated you. Now Nabhag was a very simple-hearted person. This is the quality of a devotee, simple-hearted person. Then Nabhag's father advised him how he can go to sacrifice and they will award him whatever charities they will receive. And when you will read this chapter more, then you will see how then eventually Lord Shiva appeared. He said, no, this Shiv they left for me, not for you. Now this is where again the quality of Nabhag's manifest. He did not argue with him. Rather he said, okay. So then Shiva told him, okay, go to your father and let's decide with him. Then he will decide. This share belongs to you or to me. So when they went to the father, then eventually he said, he realized this is Shiva. So Shiva was very pleased. So he awarded everything back to Nabhag. Now when we read this episode of Bhagavatam, two things come in the mind. First is how the brothers cheated him. And second, it shows the qualities of Nabhag. Now, the living entity by nature is pure spirit soul, as you will read. Very grateful to Prabhupada, he revealed us this divine vision and divine knowledge to us. Before coming to Krishna consciousness, we had no idea about these things. Jivara Srup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. Jiva is part and parcel of Krishna, a pure spirit soul, a pure hearted soul. But moment we touch the material nature, the living entity comes in touch with the material nature, immediately one becomes polluted. Lord Krishna explained in the Gita, Icha Dvesha Dvanda Mohena Bharata. Icha and Dvesha, desire and enviousness. Immediately, it's like a Prabhupada gave example. When you see that from the waterfall, the water is pure by nature. You can very nicely drink the water. Moment it touches the ground, it becomes muddy, it becomes dirty. So moment the living entity come in touch in the contact with the material nature, immediately with the icha and wish, icha, desire, calm. They immediately calm, krodha, lobha, moha, ahankar and matsarata. All these qualities developed in us. When they all develop in us, we become more and more conditioning soul. Conditioning, we are not free. And along with these things, kam, krodh, lobh, moh, ahankar, matsarata, kam mean lust, krodh, anger, kam, krodh, lobh, greed, moh, attachment, kam, krodh, lobh, moh, ahankar, pride, ego, matsarata, enviousness. And along with these, what happens? Immediately four conditions to us. Brahma, Paramat, Viprasa, Kanavat, Now what are these four? We are sure to be illusioned, sure to commit mistakes, imperfect senses. Then along with us, imperfect senses, it comes propensity to cheat. Everybody, you see, these things are manifesting. Everybody's heart, these things are there. People are lying for small things, very small things. Something goes wrong with your phone. No, you repaired this phone yesterday to me. He may have not repaired the phone. You're lying every time, everywhere. Whole world is engrossed with the lying, cheating propensity. One example was in a train, and the train, like in India, not in foreign countries, but in India, you see train stops at each station for 5 minutes, few minutes, whatever. So the news vendor was selling the newspaper, and he was pushing the newspaper to the travelers who are sitting in the train. So one guy was just sitting like that. So he waited and waited. After 10 minutes, when the train was just about to move, picking up the speed, he said, "Give me the paper." So the guy immediately gave him paper and he gave him money. He said, "Give me the money." He gave him money. So the other passenger who was sitting in the train, he asked him, he said, "Why didn't you buy the newspaper before, earlier? The train was for 10 minutes. You were watching him, he was selling, and you were not doing anything. Why do you do that? Why do you left at the right of the last second when the train was picking up the speed?" He said, No, I'm very clever. I cheated him. I had a fake note. I gave him a fake note. And I got newspaper." So moment, he said, "I'm very clever." So guy just kept quiet. Moment he opened the newspaper, he saw the date was last month date. So he cheated him. Propensity to cheat. So this is the common things happening all over. This is the conditioning souls. The whole world is conditioned with this. But by nature, everybody is part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna does not discriminate. Oh, only Hindus are my part and parcel. Oh, only humans are my part and parcels. No, sarvajonishu kantaya. Krishna explains sarvajonishu. Ah, brahman bhuvan loko punaravatirno arjuna. Then Krishna is not even saying about planet earth. He is mentioning ah, brahman bhuvan loko, the whole brahmand. See, our scriptures are so beautiful. Brahmand, brahm, anda. Brahmand, anda, anda. Anda means egg. It is shape of egg. Modern scientists have found now the whole universe is moving in the shape of egg. But our scriptures has already described the whole galaxy is in the shape of egg. Brahmand, brahmand. And then how fortunate we are that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, brahmand te kon bhagyavan jeev, guru Krishna kripa paaye bhakti lata beech. That you get Bhakti Lata Beach. Now, somebody asked Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted, Prithvite Aachi Jato Nagradi Gram Sutra Prachara Hoi Vimuranam, that Krishna's names will be glorified, will be chanted all over the world, in every town and village, in every street. Do you think everybody will take Krishna consciousness one day? Prabhupada said, no. Prabhupada gave two examples, different, in different lectures. I can't exactly tell you a lecture because I remember when I heard this first time, I was driving, I know exactly where I was driving when I heard this lecture of Prabhupada. So they asked Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, everybody will join Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, no, not everybody will join. Then he quoted this verse, he said, only the fortunate souls will join Krishna consciousness. Which fortunate souls? And he quoted Brahmandite Kona Bhagyavan Ji. He said, very few people will join Krishna consciousness. Not everybody will join Krishna consciousness. Then Prabhupada explained in the lecture, the devotees asked, it was a conversation, not lecture rather, it was a conversation. So then he asked that, we are opening so many temples. So Prabhupada said, yes, only few will join the temples. For rest, he said, people will come, Skritivan, let them come. They will not take Krishna consciousness. They will come, take darshan, they may take prasad, they may like, you see, walking. This is Skritivan. They will attain piety. Then eventually it will develop. Let them take. This is why Prabhupada mentioned, told them to go to do Harinam when he started this movement. I like to read something to you. Let me find if I can. When Prabhupada went to America, when he registered this society, the reason he registered this society was, he said, if we go to approach to these universities and intellect class of people, they will not recognize us if we are not registered. This is even before, even, you know, very few people were there. He had no idea that. He was just cultivating one. I've forgotten the name of the person who used to come to Prabhupada. I can't find now, I don't remember where I put this note. And then how Prabhupada told him, okay, you register these objectives. And Prabhupada had the same objectives of Krishna consciousness in 1853 in Jhansi. Same principles he introduced when he incorporated International Society of Krishna Consciousness. Now these objectives, these principles which Prabhupada said, the whole thing is based on this. The whole teaching of Krishna Consciousness is based on these. This is for all of us, for the future, whatever, 10,000 or maybe more. I want to read this to you. Seven purposes of International Society of Krishna Consciousness. To systematically propagate spiritual knowledge to society at large, and to educate all the people in techniques of spiritual life in order to check the imbalance of values in life and to achieve real unity and peace in the world. To propagate a consciousness of Krishna as it is revealed in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Third one, to bring the members of society together with each other and nearer to Krishna, the prime entity, thus to develop the idea within the members and the humanity at large that each soul is part and parcel of quality of Godhead Krishna. To teach and encourage the Sankirtan movement, congregational chanting of the holy name of God as revealed in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To erect for the members and for society at large a holy place of transcendental pastimes dedicated to the personality of Krishna. Six, to bring the members closer together for the purpose of teaching a simpler and more natural way of life. Seventh, with a view towards achieving the aforementioned purposes, to publish and distribute periodical magazines, books and other writings. These are the seven purposes which Srila Prabhupada registered, which he taught us. This is the foundation of this Krishna consciousness movement. And Srila Prabhupada, he based the whole thing on these teachings. He did not introduce any other methods to attract the people of America those days. He established 108 temples all over the world. He told his disciples, go and propagate this message. And the devotees all over the world, they went with one mission. Their product was only one thing, that was Krishna. See, if you go to London, there is one jeweler, isn't it? The jeweler is Tiffany Jewelers. Oh, there's another store. It's in Kensington. What's the name of the store? Big store. I've forgotten. Harrods. When you go to Harrods, it's a very famous store. That is their brand. Or another brand, if you go to any shop of Rolex watch company, or Rolls-Royce car company, or any branded company, what do? They sell their product on the merits of the product. They do not introduce any cheap products to attract the people. So if you go to Harrods or Tiffany or Rolex watch company, that's their product. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's product is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the only product which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced. Sometimes people think that if we introduce this product directly, it is too fanatic. We should be liberal in presenting. Then I normally, different devotees may have different approach. According to their own advancement, understanding of Krishna consciousness, but as far as I have understood by studying Prabhupada books, that if we call it fanatism, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be fanatic. He only introduced one thing, chant Hare Krishna. Our six Goswamis, our Acharyas, they only talk about Krishna. They did not introduce any other method of attracting people to Krishna consciousness except chanting the holy name of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Same thing come to the line of Bhakti Vinod Thakur introduced one thing. You can call it Kattarvad or fanatics, but he introduced one thing, is only chant Hare Krishna. And what else Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur Maharaj introduced? He came to Vrindavan. All the temples were closed for him. But he did not compromise. He kept on his product. His brand of his product is only Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then what happened, Prabhupada? In 1953, he said the same purposes and same objectives of Krishna consciousness in Jhansi, 1953. People were not attractive. People were not interested in Krishna. Did he compromise? Did he come to the point, people are not attracted, let me try something else. Let me allure with some other attraction and then they will come to me and then I will give them Krishna consciousness. No, he did not do that. Usah nishchat dharyat. He manifested the extreme dharyat. He worked so hard since his youth, preparing for Krishna consciousness. He established, he worked hard in Jhansi 53, but he was not, people were not interested in India. But he single-handedly, he lived in Vrindavan, he single-handedly bought the, buying a paper in India those days is not easy, it was very difficult. These days you can go anywhere and buy paper. He was controlled. But Prabhupada bought the paper, he went to the printer, he printed it, edited it, distributed it personally. And he could have done it in Hindi those days. But there are all, lot of people are who are reading Hindis. Let me introduce back to Godhead in Hindi. He did not even do that. Why? Because he had full faith in the word of his spiritual master Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur. He told him to preach in English. He gave a lecture at his sannyas in Mathura. In his sannyas initiation, he gave a lecture in English. Why he gave in English? There was nobody understanding English there. Because he had a full faith in the words of his guru. We read out of 10 offenses. What is one of the offenses? Not to have full faith in the holy name of, what, how it goes? 9th offense, what is that? Not to have full faith, even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. Huh?
Subject matter.
Do not have full faith
in the holy
name of the Lord.
Holy name of the Lord. Even after understanding so many subject matters, after reading all this, full faith of Krishna consciousness is that name of Krishna itself is attractive. Akarsh. Why Krishna is called Krishna? Krishna. Akarshit, who can attract you? Magnet attracts you. If we have a full faith in the holy name of Krishna, we don't have to introduce any other method to attract people. The Krishna itself attracts. When you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada had full faith in the name of the holy name of Krishna. He went to West. Somebody asked me, somebody told me once. He said, well, you know, how can we give this beat back to somebody straight away, chant Hare Krishna and follow principles? I said, who told that? You just request people to chant Hare Krishna. You don't have to introduce that you have to be vegetarian, you have to be non-vegetarian, you have to do this. Prabhupada didn't do it. You just tell them, chant Krishna's names, no matter what state you are. Sukhe dukhe bulo nahi, sada hari bole dakho. So if you simply introduce chanting Hare Krishna, the name itself works. Tato shraddha, tato sadhu sangha, tato bhajan kriya, tato anartha nivritti, tato what? So nishtha ruchi, how is that goes? Now, the holy name of Krishna itself attracts people. If you see in all the Vrindavan, total Vrindavan, people go, you see, people are going everywhere. But what do you find difference in this temple and other temples? Does anybody know? There's only one thing going on in this temple, which you don't get anywhere else in whole Vrindavan. You get people chant, yes, here and there. But the sound vibration of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. This is our product, and we should sell this product on the merits of this product. And the instruction is given, let me read some of the letters to Prabhupada. Don't think, oh, it is too fanatic. No, if it is a fanatic, then our Rupa Goswami was fanatic. Is fanatic, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was fanatic. Prabhupada written a letter to Kanandra in 1973. I'm not reading the whole letter, so I'll just read few points. Prabhupada written a letter to him He is telling him about Srila Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. He said he was so learned. So we should be like that as far as possible. Now he is giving instruction to his disciples. How should we present Krishna consciousness? He said no compromise. Ram, Krishna, avatars, yogis, everyone was enemy to my Guru Maharaj. He never compromised. Some god brothers complained that this preaching was a chopping technique and it would not be successful. Can you imagine? Some of the god brothers of Prabhupada was criticizing even Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. They're telling him, oh, it's a chopping technique. It will not work. Prabhupada written, but we have seen that those who criticized, they fell down. He said, for my part, I have taken the policy of my Guru Maharaj. No compromise. Prabhupada told, he followed. That's why he followed his Guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. In the latter 1972, he read it to His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj. Now I'm again reading small part of the letter. He said, the fact is that I am the only one in India who is openly criticizing not only demigod worship and impersonalism, but everything that falls short of complete surrender to Krishna. You see, this is the teaching of Prabhupada. Surrender, full surrender to Krishna. We cannot attain Krishna, we cannot feel Krishna till we surrender fully to Him. Painful process because of our false egos, our attachments. But then he's writing, he said, my Guru Maharaj, he's then writing to His Holiness Giriraj Swami. Let me read again. He said, the fact is that I'm the only one in India who is openly criticizing not only demigod worship and impersonalism, but everything that falls short of complete surrender to Krishna. My Guru Maharaj never compromised in his preaching, nor will I, Prabhupada is saying. Now this is the instruction for all of us. He says, nor should any of my students. This is how Prabhupada presented Krishna consciousness. Simply one thing. Take prasad, chant Krishna, read this literature and distribute Harinam. Let me read one more. We got 10-15 minutes. There's another Prabhupada 72. He written letter to Mother Dvisha. I'll read a couple of letters. Is that regarding your question of dancing? Now these letters are not simply for time, place and circumstances. If you read these letters, very clearly instructions for all of us. And sometimes we have got a disease. If we want to accept something or want to reject something, then we give this excuse of time, place and circumstances because we want to accept it. Oh no, this is not for me. Rather, because we have got, it hurts. This is a problem. So this phrase of time, place and circumstances is simply to protect our disease. That's all. Here Prabhupada says, regarding your question of dancing show, whatever it may be, it may not deviate from real Krishna conscious program. We are Hari Kirtan man, that's all. We cannot listen very carefully. You see, each line has got is not. Sometimes we read it just for the sake of reading it. We pick here and there few points, but we don't. Each line has got a deep meaning in it. And if you listen very carefully, each sentence, it will make sense to you. He said, we can attract people by some gorgeous show, but inside there must be strict purity and seriousness. Otherwise, we shall be attracted by the gorgeous show only. Here in London, they had arranged one program of lecturing by me along with the recital by one man playing on the veena just to attract attention to my speaking. I am not in approval of such arrangements. And it will be a dangerous thing in future. If you begin this type of program just to attract the masses, already I see this happening practically all over the society. So better we should stop it now and get ourselves firmly on the track shot out for us by Lord Chaitanya. We are simply Sankirtan men. Our program is chanting, dancing, distributing prasadam and speaking high philosophy. That's all. Where is the question of time, place and circumstances? I don't see it. Okay, one more and then I can ask questions or some other points. He says, Prabhupada written a letter, November 5, 1972. My dear Sudama, please accept my blessings. I beg to acknowledge receipt of your letter dated October 27, 1972. And I have noted the contents carefully. So far, the roadshow and this yoga village are concerned. These things should be stopped. Simply perform our kirtan. If we divert our attention in this way, the whole thing will gradually deteriorate. He's going far away. All these things are nonsense inventions. Such inventing spirit will ruin our this movement. People may come to see, some will become devotees. But such devotees will not stay, because they are attracted by some show and not by the real thing or spiritual life according to the standard of Lord Chaitanya. Our standard is to have kirtan, start temples. What is this road show and yoga village? It will be another hippie addition. Gradually the Krishna consciousness idea will evaporate. Another change, every day another change. Stop all this. Simply have kirtan, nothing else. Do not manufacture ideas. Hoping this meets you in good health, your ever well wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. This is Prabhupada teaching Swami. To have the full faith in the holy name of Krishna. When we think, with my policy I have convinced somebody Krishna consciousness. It is my ability, I have this plan of attracting people in masses. With my invention, masses of people are coming to Krishna consciousness. We are in illusion. See, if I go somewhere with a book in my hand and I distribute 50 books within an hour, one sir, that's a very nice gift for you. I want you to take it. Alright, I give, take it. I like you to pay for the printing. Oh, he gives you immediately 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 50 people I gave and come back to temple. Wow, I gave 50 books. Moment I say this thing, that is called false ego. Because it is not who gave the 50 books. It is Krishna wanted to give these books to these people. Somehow or other, with the mercy of them, you were able to go. Krishna used you to do this job for them. It is Krishna's arrangement that you gave these books. It is not our efforts. So similarly, presenting Krishna consciousness, we are not for masses, but it should be for class. We can go for masses, but the problem will be, Prabhupada given very clearly, it will deteriorate, it will be something else. Ladies, they cook every day at home, they know when the recipe is given, you have to cook the recipe same way. If somebody has got a chili paneer or whatever, mutter paneer or whatever recipes you like, if you have a specific recipe by very special cook, then you have to use the same recipe. You cannot, okay, let me put something else in there. It will become very good. If you take something out of that recipe, little salt out, little pinch, even little bit out, It will not remain the same recipe. It will be something else. It will be your recipe. Unfortunately, there was one man, he told me, just recently, but few months ago, old devotee, we were mentioning to putting some Gitas in Prabhupada, in a Prabhupada Gitas in some hotels. So this project with this person is going on for so many years. And we said, okay, we will do it. I said, look, I'm busy with this, you know, we'll sit down, we'll plan something, you need a good little planning, and then we will do it. Now he was nice, you know, I know him person for 30 years, he was nice, very good, fully like we present Krishna, but suddenly something gone wrong. So this time he come up with another idea of presenting Krishna consciousness. So I said and I asked him, he said, oh no, no, we can start a program, but we cannot introduce Krishna to the people, people will be frightened. We can't even use word God, we have to use word divine. We can use some yogas, we can use some food, but we won't tell them this is prasadam. I said, what is that for? Then I first heard his philosophy, then I did not have to, because if I even tell him now, I have to take time, because I know his old words, I have to see how we correct him. But one thing, I could not take it. I said, okay, I tried to deviate the subject because I didn't want to go more into these complexity of his new age preaching. I said, okay, what about this project you were telling me about distributing Gitas? He said, yeah, that's I wanted you to do it. Can you fund it? I said, no, well, we can make a plan and we can try to see how we can do that. And now I've got time, I retired now and I'm spending time in Vrindavan and here in UK, so whenever I come, we'll plan something. He came up with me idea. No, Prabhu, we have to make Gita smaller version of Gita. I said, yeah, sure, that's fine. I mean, I said, there is a pocket size Gita which I have got at home, and the one devotee made these Bhagavad Gitas, some pocket size. I thought maybe small is easy to give and easy to put in hotels. Oh no, what I mean is we have to take some of the verses out of Gita. They wanted to remove some of the Krishna's words. Oh no, 700 verses is too much. We can make a Gita with 300 verses. Then one devotee came up with the Prabhupada books, gender free. We should make these books gender free. This is detrimental to Krishna consciousness. This will not, we can do this sort of preaching and with this sort of presentation of Krishna consciousness. Even in a million years, you cannot feel Krishna. Granted. So Krishna consciousness is very simple. Like Nabag here, simple-hearted person. And this whole process is to purify our heart. And when we are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, we should develop the quality of compassion, free from pride, wealth, status. This is the process. This is the pain you will get out of it by chanting Hare Krishna. So my request, humble request to all of you is, Prabhupada gave a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful brand, Hare Krishna brand, directly Goloke Nivashti Akhilat Bhuto. What is this? Another verse comes. I forgotten the verse. It comes, the gift from Golok Vrindavan. Hari Nam Sankirtan, Golokera Premdan, Hari Nam Sankirtan. This gift is very precious gift. We should handle it very carefully. When we have expensive diamond, we should keep it very carefully. We are not appreciating what we have got. That's why we have to constantly study Prabhupada books. Every day, without fail. Constantly hear Prabhupada. And constantly remember, meditate on it. And then try to practice in our life. Not try to be, must practice. Our goal, we have come to temple, we have joined this movement simply for one thing. I don't see anybody come to this movement, they come for anything else. Moment we study Prabhupada books, moment we get attracted to one thing, what? Krishna, isn't it? Anybody reads a book? Oh, want to know Krishna. Oh, I want to understand a little more about Krishna. And now we have got a good chance. So before death, don't wait for next life. Again, process is a difficult process. Again, you have to remain in the womb. Again, you have to come out. Again, you have to learn how to crawl. Again, you have to learn how to speak. Again, you have to learn how to walk and how to eat. Then your parents come and smack you. Go to school. Now want to go to schools. Then again, tension from the teachers. Again, you come to some of understanding. Again, you become little teenagers. Oh, let me understand, or become youth. Then you moment you understand, again into Maya again. Oh, let me get to the married, and let me get this children, let me get this house, let me get this, let me get this. Time is wasted in the whole things. Now we got a chance. We have got chance that somehow that we understood some point of Krishna consciousness, and we should try to practice it. So I stop it here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, sir. See, another one point, just perfect, what Panchagaura Prabhu said. And the more thing is, how do we do it? We still say, well, I'm still on the anatta nivritti stage, why I'm not clearing it up? The problem is, Prabhupada, when he introduced, not that 16 malas are done, now put it away. Chant constantly. Generally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended 1 lakh names a day. And so is the whole Guru Parampara. And even Prabhupada introduced same 1 lakh name a day. We should at least chant 1 lakh name a day. How will I do this? How will I do that? Everything comes, falls with it. But in the initially stages, because we are unable to chant 16 rounds, so Prabhupada gave, okay, just chant 16 rounds. It's like, like when we introduce somebody, chant 1 round, okay, it will do good. So many times, there was, like in London, I see there are meat eaters, even a cow eaters. So what I introduce with them, I introduce different way to them, the holy name of Krishna. I don't even give them sometimes the books, because they don't want to read. Books has to be given. But sometimes there's some people are, you just tell them, you know, different ways. You feel anxiety, you feel this, they say, yes, then I give them just chant this mantra. Then along with them I give book. Book has to be given. But you introduce first chanting Hare Krishna to them. And we have to increase. More we chant, we'll become more better chanter. So chanting is the only process, and it will attract, take my word, it does attract. Your preaching will be successful. You don't have to attract people with other things. So Yeah, please. That's wonderful. Shun more, read more. Anybody else? Any question?
There is no other temple who is chanting Hare Krishna. And there is no other temple who is distributing prasad.
Mm-hmm.
The Prabhupada said the prasad will react. So when people come and take prasad, react. Just like Prabhupada, the baby, he gave them halwa. And many people didn't make like the halwa is very nice.
True.
So similarly, when we are giving prasad to them and they are very attracted to prasad, we like to go and take prasad in his form. So this is the point which Prabhupada gave us, distribute books, distribute prasad, and chant the holy name of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. This is what we are doing globally. And
true.
We are doing the people that have been inquired from us. What benefit you are getting? What is the benefit you are getting by chanting in this thing? So when you chant and you see what benefit you will get, what benefit you get for them.
True.
Yeah.
True. You see that Google, well, who was, not Google, Apple, what was the name of the owner of the Apple? Yeah, he used to go Hare Krishna temple before start his company. He used to walk so many miles, I think 5 miles or something, to take prasadam. So that, you see, this is prasadam, this is, it's very simple. Krishna consciousness is very, very simple. It's very beautiful. It works. Anywhere you give prasad, you attract people, tell them. Prabhupada, it's called Priti Bhoj. Prabhupada translated it into love feast. If you go to any temples, whenever they do any havan or any big opening house or opening anything, so before marriage, they invite Brahmins and they call it Priti Bhoj. Priti means love, Bhoj means bhojan. So Prabhupada translated this word. So if you would have gone to America and tell them, look, to the devout disciple people, oh, this is a Priti Bhoj, they would not understand what Priti Bhoj is. Prabhupada is so expert, he translated a Priti Bhoj, the word love feast. So this is love feast is actually Priti Bhoj. So Panchagada Prabhu want to say something.
Prabhupada was in a conversation with one priest in Melbourne in 1974. And after we have a wonderful conversation, the priest said, okay, I have to go now. He said, okay, bring the sweet boy, bring the sweet boy. Okay, sit down. And so the youngest sweet boy said, give him the sweet boy. He said, shall I eat it now? Yes, eat it now. Very, very good for you. So Prabhupada was very keen to give everyone prasadam. You know, the philosophy is nice, the chanting is nice, but prasadam must be there also.
You know, prasadam is Krishna itself. He purifies, Shruti one.
I think they're serving prasadam now.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, nitai go premanande.